Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Back in a Man.
And it's the first time in, I think, since Drag Race Philippines that we've done this. Yes. So, once again, we're in the same room.
We're in the same room while we are in studio today.
I love such a wonderful studio. I can see all of the parang the egg carton soundproofing. I love it so much.
That
so
is professional. That is completely false. Kami po ay nasa bahay lang namin. But yes, we are here together live in the flesh. That means we are going to talk faster than usual.
Correct. Wala pong mga ano, Zoom delays.
Correct. Dahil sa mga fans po namin na nakinig ng show namin yung Drag Race Philippines at magkasama kami, sobrang bilis po namin magsalita pag kami ay magkasama.
So expect like a 20-minute podcast episode. Charot.
Correct. But yes, we are here. Drag Race Season 15, Episode 14. It's the penultimate.
Yes.
Before the reunion. I guess ang gusto ko lang malaman, did you even fall for that fake out of it being a top three?
No, not at all. I was like, okay, if they did not do a double shanty, which RuPaul explained in this episode na she didn't want an episode without an elimination.
Correct.
But the either finale formats that we've done recently, which is lip sync smackdown for the crown, and then the individual talent for until the final lip sync format, none of it would have made sense with a top three.
Correct. Sobrang hindi siya nagme-make sense. Not unless sobrang babaguhin talaga nila yung mechanics of how
Correct.
To crown the winner of the season. But, you know, we're still going to dissect it. Even though hindi tayo nauto ng World of Wonder.
So, correct.
Let us start the recap. Lucy got eliminated. Yes. Lux wanted her gone. How will you remember this semi-epic rivalry this season?
This was like the main plot point of this season. Mm-hmm. It started kind of early kasi medyo maaga nagbanggaan yung delusional states ng dalawang girls.
Yes.
And it just carried on, and we had that moment that they won together, which is Lux's only other win.
Yes.
So it was a really big part of the season. And I think, this was a lot of people's top four from the start.
Yes.
This exact top four. But I think there were a lot of few queens that were considered. Parang a lot of people considered Marsha, and I think a lot of other people considered Lucy.
I'm one of those people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Could have been in top four. So it was really a photo finish.
Yes, definitely. I think Lucy provided a much needed tension point.
Yes.
Because feeling ko yung cattiness ni mistress. It's still in jest, or it still comes from a place of love. Not that mistress doesn't love Lucy, but I feel like mas genuine yung tension pag Lucy is in.
Correct. But now with mistress, it's a bit more kiki with everyone.
Yes.
I think it was really just like Lucy, she wasn't having it.
Uh-huh.
And because of that, parang all the girls were kind of like skirting around her own tension.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of it really came from her, and the one way she viewed herself
was the only way she was willing to accept feedback.
Exactly. So parang because of that perspective, everyone was kind of like, okay, do we tell her what we think or do we not tell her what we think? And Mistress was like, no, I'm gonna let you know right now, which was a great fuel to the fire between Lux and Lucy.
Amen. But also speaking of this top 4/5, I mean, it is a testament to their talent, but also I really feel like this season was hyper produced only because if you take a look at the people or the contestants who won the challenges during the first 5 episodes, most of them are here with the exception of Lucy. Episode 1, si Anitra. Episode 3, because we didn't have an episode 2. Episode 3 was Sasha. Episode 4 was Lucy with Snatch Game. Episode 5 was Lux. So, this is I think this was always the production team's dream board.
I think the only other person that won a challenge was Aura Mayari, which was under-edited to them.
Yeah, and hyper-contested
Correct.
As well. So yes, this is a really great top 4/5. They're all very deserving, but also this is reality TV producing.
it's also very diverse. I think I've heard a few people say this, that this is the most compelling top four we've had since like season 9 or season 6, Bianca season.
Yeah. People are also comparing it to season 12 with the exception of, you know, the worst.
Yes.
Yeah. Her is by Pikachu.
Correct.
But yeah, so ayun lang. We still need some rigor and production intervention for us to have a great season. So
also, there wasn't a white girl in Final Four this time around.
Speaking of diversity, napansin ko rin to nun sa Untucked, parang everyone's a POC. And
yes,
it's wow.
They're all representing then different styles of drag. So we have like Sasha, the old school queen, which is like very modern infused pa rin. But like, she's the, kumbaga siya yung pillar eh. Siya yung haligi nung old drag. Mm-hmm. And then we have Mistress, which is like the antithesis of her, a younger queen that is bringing old school drag to the forefront. Mm-hmm. Then we have Lux, the young ingenue, the protege.
The Instagram generation queen.
And then Anitra's kind of this wild card powerhouse performer.
Grew up in the clubs and all that.
Given the coveted, you were born to do this.
But also, speaking of just the diversity, na-notice ko lang yung race and kulay nila nung Untucked lang, I think, last week. And I think we've been talking about how this is such a very diverse and talented cast. But I was saying that really from the perspective of different forms of excellent drag being represented. It's nice that I never really see color. But it's nice about a wow because the talent talaga siya.
Yes.
Talent and really star quality. But anyway, it's a new day in the workroom. Sabi ni Mama Ruhoy, may isa pang uuwi.
Correct.
Feeling ko genuine yung shock na naramdaman ng girls in the room. But feeling ko tayo as audience, like, there is no way.
Oh, well, I mean, that it's their last leg in the competition. They've been in lockdown for like, at least, probably 6 weeks
six
now.
6 weeks na by this time, I think.
Ganong kadami yung girls. 6 weeks now. And I think they all expected na. Usually, the final episode, there's no elimination naman.
Uh-huh.
But I think it was just like the stress of it na parang, you're so close.
Yeah.
And the potential that you can go home, even just for the slightest chance that someone goes home, they were all like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. I'm curious, actually, if they ever filmed a version of somebody going home, because they have done that.
Yes.
Season 9, they
Peppermint.
Have a, they have a version wherein Peppermint went home. Season 12, they have a version where I think Jackie made it to a Final Five, but that Jackie's involved somewhere.
Oh, wow. Which they should have done. I mean, tinanggal din naman nila yung isang.
Well, so. Exactly. And I think last year, if I'm not mistaken, there is a version where Winnow Bill went home. I think I heard from like, don't quote me on that. I think I heard it from like a Roscoe's viewing party somewhere. There is a version. They filmed the version wherein si Winnow went home. Parang, pinili yung manalo, diba? So I am curious if meron tayong alternate version here wherein they really stuck with a top three. But sino though? Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With the lip, but like, it's hard to tell with the lip sync.
Yeah.
And also just like, how would they have made the top three work? Kasi if it's a top three, if they're not gonna all lip sync for the crown, it's ang pangit nung after the longest time, meron tayong clear second runner-up.
Totoo naman yun. Totoo yun.
Kasi we haven't had that in seasons. It's always been tie.
Yeah. And just to go back to the Peppermint of it all, I think Peppermint has mentioned in a couple of interviews na she really only found out that she was gonna make it to the finale, I think, the week before the reunion or a few weeks before the reunion. Mm-hmm. So I think most of the time, she really just accepted that she's not part of the finale. But like, could you imagine a season 9 finale without Peppermint? I mean, come on.
She was the runner-up.
Yeah, she
was
the
top two. So I wonder which one of she or three. Yeah, again, they had the lip-sync smackdown for Taka. So how would it have worked with the top three?
Correct. So of course, it's the Rumix music video challenge. I personally feel like this is a challenge you would do well in.
Me?
Not to make it about you, but to make it about you. But I have seen you killed it in our Mac commercial. But let's say professional music video girl ka na. What do you think worked for you? I'm not saying that like ibigay mo yung actual tip because it may not apply to everyone, but like how did you condition yourself to like really kill that Mac commercial we shot?
It sounds so cliche, but I was true to myself. Shut up. But that's really it, because it's like that's what they're asking you to bring.
Yeah.
If they wanted you to bring something else, they would have gotten someone else.
Ooh, that's a great tip. Uh-huh.
So it's like what you're bringing to the table is what they're asking for, what they're looking for, and you're the only one person that can bring it.
Yeah.
So I think in the commercial, I was really just like tried to be that parang medyo cutesy, girly girl, especially with the Mac commercial. I mean, I have other like sides of myself as a performer, but with the theme, with the brief,
and with who you were then.
Yes, parang, okay, I was the contrast to like Marina and Minty. I was the like the young, fresh, girly girl vibe.
Ganon.
While Marina was like the sexy, sultry. Correct. Minty was like the goddess, the editorial, beauty. Yeah. I was like, okay, I have to be like, in terms of who I was with, I was like, for me to stand out, I have to be like the young, fresh, girly girl vibe.
Back. And also, in the spirit of talking about alternate versions, meron pong alternate version ng Mac commercial wherein ako po yung fourth queen na nandun.
Correct. And meron siyang verse.
Siya na po verse.
Nag-remix mo kami na ano, no champagne, no marina na dahil.
Oh my God, but yes. But yun na po, you heard it here first. That's a great input. They booked you to be you. So when you get to set, be you.
Yeah, don't second guess. Because especially with what they're doing is, they're talking about their story in this season with their verses. Like, if you talk about someone else, if you talk about someone else's image, someone else's journey, then why were you the one in the top four?
Yeah. Ooh, that's a great conversation to have. But ating remix is Blame It on the Edit.
Blame It on the Edit.
I know we're not going in chronological order here, but how would you rank itong final output ng Blame It on the Edit? Both the track and the music video versus, I guess, the last remixes like in the last 3 to 4 years.
So I noticed that the remixes in recent years have been really short.
Yeah.
Compared to like
this is also short, by the way.
Yes.
This is also
compared
short.
To the OG of Category Is and Red You Wrote You, where they had like what 16 lines.
Yep.
These girls had like 15 seconds.
Yep.
All of their verses fit in a TikTok video. But this one stands out. Because they delivered their personality, even Anitra's, which was like, major, like, kind of basic, but it delivered their personalities really well. It was memorable. For me, it sticks out. Like, Blame It on the Edit is one of the better remixes I've heard in the last few seasons.
Yeah, I think if just judging it by from like everything after season 10. For me, the remix to beat is still Lucky because we did not know the song. So it had the benefit of just introducing something really new to us. I really, really love that track. But I think next to Lucky, I think it's this one already.
Yes.
I don't see this. I don't see...
Was it hanggang American quintessential? Yeah. Okay. All of the remixes up until American. And I...
Catwalk was okay naman.
Catwalk had its moments, had its charm.
But yung remix ng season 12, which is the Las Vegas number, ang issue ko lang sa kanya, it's too long. Para it's like, how do we judge that? It's like 7-8 minutes long with the loser is the new winning
part. Oh.
Yeah. But this is really one of the better ones, so thank you.
It's a bop. It's something that you can work out to, definitely.
Yep, definitely. So, we find out na sa music video na to, rehearse lang na mabilis, and then salam agad. But also the costumes, mama.
Everyone. And at this point, we're 14 episodes in. We're how many looks in? Because we've had episodes with multiple looks. Parang may baon pa rin sila.
Actually, yung tanong ko, hindi ko sure kung baon to or gawa to ng production eh. Kasi parang yung finish pare-pareho or masyado lang maganda lahat. Not that, hindi lang kayo wala. Pero like, cohesive kasi yung apat eh. I guess that's why feeling ko lang
There was probably
a category. They were probably given it in the dossier, the brief.
Ah, sa bagay.
Pero kasi if it was done by production and production knew it was gonna be in black and white, why were the girls in full color?
Kasi we,
Sasha Obi posted hers. She was in purple, pink purple alien realness.
Yeah.
But she was like gray washed in black and white.
Uh-huh.
So,
I'm sorry. I think what I mean is the yung latex numbers. Baka meron dong gawa ng prod. Yung cutaways to alien si Sasha. Feeling ko yun baon nila. But yeah, we will never know. But yeah.
I don't think. Because I don't think so. Because Mistress was like restrained with her outfit. So but I don't think she knew it was going to be for a performance challenge.
Yeah. But I mean, Sasha Colby with that Pamela Anderson thing.
Girl, but she nailed every look in this episode.
Yeah.
Mm.
And ang ganda nung kay Sasha nung scene na naging tibo si Anitra. Yung footage of Sasha doing the move. It was so small.
Correct.
Parang she really calibrated the performance for the camera because correct. She knew she could go big, feel good with her energy. But ang liit nung galaw niya, I'm like, fucking professional, mama.
And also sometimes it's the look and forcey how to move it. Exactly. She was wearing a Pamela Anderson sea sultry look. And Pamela Anderson isn't about like being the biggest presence in the room, but being the most eye-catching with however small movements.
Yeah.
I feel that because when I'm wearing a certain look, it tells me what my attitude should be, what my movement should be. So I think that also has something to do with that.
Yeah, but also seeing that lang, that very short clip of Sasha moving, parang nakita mo lang na parang she is really just ready for this.
She's the one.
She's the one. She has earned it. And then when meron pa rin sa TikTok launch na doon, mention ni Runa, did you work at this club before? Mm-hmm. And then sabi ni Sasha, yeah, 7 days a week, 3 shows a day. I'm like, puta.
Parang, may type pa ba siya maglaban ng tights?
Correct. Parang, kaya siya ganito kagaling. Kasi like, wala na eh. Yung 10,000 hours niya, matagal niya nang na-earn yun.
Correct.
Talagang grabe.
And that's why she has a stage presence to fill a room even with the smallest movements. Kasi, you have to kind of be conservative with your energy if you're doing that many shows.
3 shows a night, my God.
So, like, you have to know how to fill a room with your energy without moving too much. Uh-huh. I think that's what Sasha Colby has mastered above everyone else.
Yeah, but also just, I know we did talk about the music video na kasi we'll talk about that later naman. Just like, what we remember lang from the Tic Tac launch. Of course, Rue talks about Lux's confidence.
Yes, and how, confidence.
Yeah, and how Rue is just so proud of Lux. So, parang yun na yung, technically yun na yung legacy ni Rue eh. Yung mga bating katulad ni Lux.
Yeah, parang, the girls that grew up on the show.
Correct. But there is this conversation of, and I feel like this is more of an American conversation, maybe because racism is really a much bigger issue there versus here. But a lot of people still misconstrue Lux's confidence as cockiness that it rubs them like the wrong way.
Yes.
I just see confidence sa totoo lang. Maybe dahil nasanay na rin ako eventually, but I do not see the cockiness only because Lux can deliver.
To me, it is cocky, but like not in a negative way. Uh-huh. Parang it's a playfulness.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lux is probably one of those people that grew up on the fake it till you make it thing.
Uh-huh.
Not to the point that even if she has it now, even if she has the confidence now, she's still like pushing it extra.
Got it.
To kind of just like project that.
Uh-huh.
Na I am really confident.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Cicely Tyson.
Cicely Tyson.
So grabe lang yung ayun, so parang hindi ko lang gets. Hindi ko lang gets yung conversation. But anyway, magka-away sila ni Trinity now. So I'm sure mas maraming kailangan ayusin si Lux.
She's unfortunately the least favored of the four.
Parang ganon. I think medyo ganon nga yung online conversation. Si Anitra, umiyak na naman ba siya dito? Umiyak ata siya dito.
Oo.
Umiyak siya. I forget na kung saan part siya umiyak.
I think she was talking about her family again, her family situation.
Yeah. But pinakagusto ko kwento kay Anitra is basically the drag con story of it all. It's a great marketing campaign for drag con, basically.
Yes, nag-mention parang ako, wow.
Diba, that is a promo for drag con. And ako, I love how yung cattiness ni Mistress was something that was like fully embraced by Rue and Michelle. Na parang this is drag and
this is like backstage culture.
Yeah,
backstage, you're cutting up, you're kiki.
Yeah, and like do not take it personally, but also maybe take it personally if you want to.
Just a little bit. There's obviously there's going to be a little bit of truth in the reading and the shape.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day, it's kind of just like out of love.
Yeah.
Not like gaslighting and like promoting shading your friends all the time as a form of love, but it comes with a little bit of that rapport.
Yes,
na parang you can throw a bit of humor with your relationship.
Yes, and on that note, we are going to take our one and only break and then discuss the runway of it all when we come back. And we are back, Drag Race Season 15, Episode 14 recap. But before we move on, we just like to thank our sponsors for just getting us here. Of course, we've mentioned it the last few weeks. Quickres.org is basically a website for you to get your HIV, STI testing needs and even PrEP from the convenience of your home. That is quickres.org, quickres.org. And of course, our friends and family from Durex.
Thank you, Durex.
Also, malapit na po ang aming Season 15 finale pasabo.
I am so excited.
I am so excited too.
This lineup,
and we sold out in 24 hours. So, salamat po sa lahat. We're probably going to do an audience lip sync battle, and it will most likely be Boss Bitch.
So if you are
listening to this and nakakuha kayo ng tickets for April 15, go learn your words already.
Learn your words because this is one of the songs that I perform. So I will be watching your mouth closely.
Ganon ang mangyayari. So yes, we're all very, very excited. So now we get to the runway. Music video challenge. Quick thoughts on every single girl.
Well, first of all, overall thought, this was a really good music video. Aside, ayoko lang talaga is the camera quality from the close-ups.
Yeah,
changed drastically to like the wide shots of the choreo. Did not throw off. Na parang why did they stick to like the?
Yung sa choreo parang shot with an iPhone. Parang
it was shot with a regular camera. Okay. With a regular. For the show, so it took me out of that music video fantasy.
Yeah.
And also like the green screening was not the best moment, but it was this is a really good. I just really like this remix. I like the music video. It didn't try too hard.
Yes.
It was concise. It delivered what it promises really well. Wala masyadong bells and whistles. It was just like really, really good.
Yeah.
Remix.
So, dissect natin ang mga lyrics. Si Anitra basically said, "Stomping on roaches and walking these ducks. Make my way on the runway, Anitra about to pump. I twist, I whip, I dip, hair flip, slash that eye, gloss that lip. A total 10, your girl's a hit."
Standard bitch trap.
I think we can all agree na lyrically and maybe also melodically, this may not be the strongest out of the bunch.
And even so with the delivery and the recording I think she was able to put enough of like the things that are memorable about her.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's still, any other queen could say this and it wouldn't make that big of a difference.
Yes. But also, bang, right now, we're all just like captivated by Anitra already that we cannot imagine a finale without her.
Correct.
So, ayun ganun talaga. Up next, we have Lux.
Which what I have to say, this is the most listenable part
of this song.
So, looking just like a dream, mug so fierce it be causing a scene. When I step on the runway, you already know all eyes on me. Shut up. Ate these bitches, left no crumbs. Did it in designer pumps. So when they ask about Lux, let him know that she's the one.
Yeah.
She cast a wide net.
Yeah.
And caught everyone.
Yeah.
With this. Her voice, like.
Yeah.
Her vocals are so underrated just because I don't think the song that she did for the talent show did her enough justice.
Uh-huh.
She has an amazing singing voice.
Parang nanay yun si Mo Heart, di ba? Parehong ganda ng recording voice. It was just so good. I personally would have handed the win sa music video to Sasha Kobe. To Lux. Mm-hmm. Because it was just so, so good. But Sasha's a close second. But yeah, Lux was just... You knew na parang bata pa lang siya, pinapangarap niya na to. It finally came. You knew that she was definitely going to make it count.
Correct. She was like, what, 15 years old when season 9 came out? When the first remix came out. So yeah. She was probably like writing verses since that moment.
Yeah. Ganda, ang ganda niya. And this everything was just correct and it all just came together. Up next, we have Sing Mother Sasha. Kanyang lyrics ay... Bad bitch body that I don't come to play. Best believe when I step on that scene, shady hosts just run away. Dream chaser, star maker, game changer, back breaker. Crap the code, now y'all know Sasha Kobe run the show. However, I think the best line sa lahat ng verse is ito, dream chaser, star maker, game changer, back breaker. That for me is the best lyric in the verse. Even though feeling ko mas silap yung deserving yung manalo.
My favorite part of this verse was the callback all the way to Sasha Bell cracking the code.
Oh, talaga?
Kasi diba that was Sasha Bell's whole thing on her season where she was like, oh, I'm a fan of this show. I think I cracked the code. And then went home on the second episode. And then here comes another Sasha.
Okay.
Actually cracking the code and making it all the way to the finale. Being the winner pick for a lot of people.
Yeah. Who will most likely win, by the way?
Correct.
Yeah. But yeah, this is really good. But also just looking at her with yung mga clips with that Pamela Anderson look sa final output. It's just...
For me, it was the alien look and how she did her body language and the alien look. Because, again, she went really small for the music video. She went really subtle and parang she was being an alien, she was being weird, but at the same time, still like sultry and captivating. That it's such a Sasha trademark energy that I don't think any of the other three girls could have delivered that same energy for the video.
Amen. And last, of course, we have Mistress Isabel Brooks.
MIB, I'm the MVP. It makes sense why all these girls envy me. Because I'm a clock with tea and I don't give a top. Excuse me, why you mad like a bitch from West Bum Top? But guess what? Yes, I said it and I mean it too. I'm the next in line, kin to Mama Roo. And if you step out of line, I'ma gather you. Make room because a big girl's coming through. Now, hot take, unpopular opinion, but this was, for me, the best verse.
There's a cohesion in branding.
And gets. Just the flow.
Yeah, the flow. Gets. But for me, tama yung sinabi ni Ross Matthews, siya yung best lip syncer sa close-up, sa solo. Right. Siya talaga.
She filled that entire camera up.
She,
iba yung, that's why Mistress has been getting through these performance challenges kind of swimmingly.
Yeah.
Because even though she's not the best, like, choreographer, she might not even be the best technical performer, but her very, very big presence when it comes to delivering a lip sync, top tier.
Yeah.
And for me, like, her verse was the one that captured her journey the most, had the most callbacks, had the most branding in it, was a really, really good flow. Like, the only other Lux's singing verse flow that was like really good, but I have to say, Mistress's entire verse was for me just a little bit better.
Gets the man. Well, this, since we're on the topic of other challenges and preference, I feel like there were certain challenges this season.
So many
could have gone to other people. For example, what do you call this? They Don't Know Wins for me should have been given to Anitra. It was a very small part, but Anitra should have won that. The old ladies girl group Sasha should have won that. The interview challenge that should have gone to either Lucy or Lux. The Rusical for me should have gone to Mistress.
Actually, because I've been watching a lot of the discussion videos now online. Mistress actually has the second best track record.
Yeah,
because. She was never in the bottom.
Yeah.
But she was consistently high.
Yeah.
There were so many times that she was edged for a win. Correct. She has one win.
Correct.
technically she has one
and
win.
For me, medyo injustice na like she's coming into the finale with only one win, being the most consistent.
Correct. Kasi it's like, yeah, she has only one in like All Star Sims, one Rue badge under her belt right now. But her consistency in the challenges and her presence in the storylines of this, she was involved, even just like a dip-toe in every story. She had a hand in everything that made this season good.
Yeah.
That I don't think she's given enough credit just because she doesn't have that many wins.
Amen. In fact, I'm here to tell you, mistress, kung nakikinig ka, kung wala ka sa season na to, I feel like the whole season would have been significantly less entertaining to watch.
I mean, we lost the shady queens of the season are obviously Irene and Mistress. But we lost Irene in the first episode. Mistress made up for it for the rest of the season.
Hi. But yeah, Mistress, itong MIB, I'm the MVP. Tana may lamang itong lyric na to because alam niyang, yes, mama.
Yes,
mama. Ganun
and she just had so many callbacks to the only thing missing from her verse is a callback to the era's era.
Correct. Dahil paulit na siyang era.
Correct.
Dito sa atin, ang paborito lang nating era ay GG era.
Internet. Miss ma'am. We miss you.
So runway and category is drag excellence. I'm not sure why they renamed it to this. Did we ever have best drag na ba sa season na to? Hindi pa naman, di ba?
Wala pa.
Yeah, so I think it's just like this time, I think they're rebranding best drag to drag excellence.
Which I mean is appropriate
naman.
The finale.
My favorite looks were Anitra's and Sasha's. I was quite underwhelmed with Mistress. With Mistress's look. I don't know why, because I feel like she gave us bigger, better looks before this one. But having said that, Anitra and Sasha for me looked excellent.
Yes, because with Mistress, she did talk about how this was like a sentimental look for her and she wore it in like a pageant that she won, I think. But yeah, we've seen, if we're just gonna talk in terms of like pageant drag, we've seen much better, much more opulent, much bigger pageant drag from her in the previous runways. That this one was, yes, it was heavy, yes, it was expensive, yes, it was hard to make, it was couture, it was beaded, but just visually, it was okay.
Yeah.
It was so it wasn't a finale look.
Correct.
I think Lux was really smart. So I think she talked about this online, how, you know how in runway shows, the last look to always come out is a wedding gown. That's why she was wearing white. That was really smart. She knows her references. It was a good look for her.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good like bow to wrap up her entire runway package, which was spectacular.
It provided, I think, better variety pa sa body of work niya sa runway. Of course, that is looking at this runway in a vacuum or in comparison to what she brought before. But pag tinabi mo lang, it kind of medyo misses the mark a bit. Just
it's a bit more low-key than the other girls. Kasi it was white. She had big black hair.
Yeah.
It wasn't visually as spectacular as the other girls. Anitra's was like on brand. It was great. And just the fact that she made
lahat ng dala niya, ginawa niya.
Yun nga eh. That really like inspires me, honestly, to start making my own stuff again. Because just how impressive she honed her craft with sewing so well that she made this like couture gown. And of course it fits her perfectly. Yeah. She's the one that made it. Of course it fits her brand. Let's get into that later. It fits her, in quotation marks, brand perfectly. Because she was the one that made it.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it was a great finish for her.
Yep.
But Sasha Kobe.
Yeah.
Sasha motherfucking Kobe. My God. The whole Hawaiian goddess thing, like callback to her entrance look, which is Hawaiian, and then callback to just her look from the music video of this alien goddess.
Yeah.
It so well executed. All of the, there wasn't a detail there that did not make sense.
Yeah.
Because that's my thing with drag, especially with myself. It's like,
if I look at every detail and I ask the question, why am I wearing this? Uh-huh. And there should be an answer, even uh-huh. something as simple as like the holder of this correlates to something else that I'm wearing. There was nothing that Sasha wore that did not make sense with the look mm-hmm. at all. Even yeah. the like the space bangles yep. she was wearing,
yeah,
looked so well put together. The vines of the orchid going around her body. I mean, crown her. Yeah. Crown her.
Sasha's look was like old school drag, futuristic fashion, but mm-hmm. also personal at the same time. It was like the combination, but it was just really grand. The whole look was just so... so correct. Uh-huh. And then we find out Sasha wins the music video challenge, making this her fourth win, joining a very prestigious club of four wins people in the regular season. I think si Gigi Goodito.
Shea Kule also entered the finale with four wins.
Not sure if ang katayagay dito ay si Rosé or Simone or both Rosé and Simone. But yeah, a very prestigious club of people who win four times in a season. I think if we include all-stars here, kaniga niya si Ben De La Creme, kaniga niya si...
Trinity the Top.
Si Trinity the Top, si Jinx Monsoon. So congratulations, mama. You fucking deserve it.
I only want to see Sasha Volbeat in all-stars if it's another all-winner season. Correct. Thank you.
Yes. So ang naglipsing po ay si Mistress at si Anitra to When Love Takes Over by Kelly Rowland. I mean, it wasn't bad. It's just that I think like na-limit sila ng gown.
Yes.
Well,
Anitra did the smart thing of having like a reveal. That's how you do a gown. You have a bodysuit underneath. You have the train or the skirt as an added on just for practicality.
Yeah, and then I don't think the song was bombastic enough for Anitra's usual pandars. But they did it, and then double chante, nobody goes home.
And we were talking about this in Untalked, na parang they really did not... These girls have such a sisterhood, have such a bond with each other, especially after such a long season, that they really have come to respect each other's drag so much and mm-hmm. respect each other's position in the top four that they all kind of agreed that they didn't want anyone to go home.
Yeah, I felt that. I felt the genuineness of, like, really, they all want to stick together all the way to the end.
Slam, as
yeah,
they said.
Yeah, sabi nila, slam. That's Sasha, Lux, Anitra,
and Mistress.
And just like that, we have four queens, a finale. And I think this was a really great season. Could have been greater if we got 60-minute episodes the whole season.
Yes. Thank you, the real villains of WeHo.
But I think easily, ang dami sa cast na to na ibabalik mo for All-Stars.
Just even like the latter half of the cast for Shuin na yan of all of them for All-Stars.
Like, I even see Irene being invited to All-Stars because Irene was so memorable.
I want to see Irene compete again.
Yeah.
In a regular season.
Yeah. And she's also been killing the Instagram game every week. Like, really insane.
Irene and Aura Mayari's runway packages are the ones that I'm sad that we didn't get to see on TV. Because the two of them... Aura served great looks from what we have seen. But the stuff that she didn't get to show...
were better, ba?
Oh my God. And she... That's a girl that knows her Asian brand.
Yeah.
Like, she carried that Asian-inspired brand with her to such a, like, opulent degree.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So, very excited. We are gonna recap the reunion pa rin. But, of course, we are very excited to recap episode 16 when we eventually have Sasha as the winner of season 15.
At this point, it's like... the fans of the other three girls would be okay with the Sasha win.
Correct.
But Sasha's fans would not be okay with other girls not winning. And just for like World of Wonder's sake, please anger the fan base.
Very that. So marami pong salamat for listening to this recap. Again, don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcast and Spotify. Follow us on Instagram, BeckanamanPod, and I am Baus Rufo on Instagram, and hey, it's Baus on TikTok.
I am at Mix.Chanel on Instagram and at Mix.Chanel on Twitter. See you on April 15 for our RuPaul's Drag Race Season 15 finale viewing party, which features, oh my God, okay, I don't have the list right now. We have Marina Summers, we have Minty Fresh, Eva Le Queen,
Prince.
Prince,
we have Ovikant, we have Jade, we have Matilda, we have Arizona, we have Bernie. We have Jonathan, Regina Gorge, Emperadora, and a change to our lineup. Yes. So Alpha Venti has a schedule conflict. So we have supplemented her with Miss Eliza, who is one of the winners of our
Ikaw na Man competition. Contest. So I'm very excited. I think we will be seeing a lot of new faces at party now because there are a lot of first timers. So we're very excited to get to know everybody. But we all gotta end by 7 because both of us are booked for another gig that
not
evening.
Actually, a lot of us. Even the other queens, the girls are also booked and blessed for that night.
So this afternoon pandar, I think will become a staple so that we get to keep the shiny bookings. For queer representation naman, not just for money.
I mean, like, hindi naman kami dahot sa time. And I think, you know, like a Saturday afternoon
it's
game.
It's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. But I kind of feel good about like a Saturday afternoon, like just before everyone else's other commitment, everyone else's other plans, there's time in the afternoon for you to enjoy some drag excellence.
Ganon. So yeah, we'll see you next week. Bye!
Bye, see ya! Back in the bed, back in the bed.